Well, this is Dr. Tony. We'll talk about today's our talk in November was about hunchback posture and poor posture, how to prevent and restore that posture. We talked about in this talk is the effects of poor posture on your muscles, even causing breathing issues too, posterior shoulder issues, things like that, and exercise how to recover from those things. Okay, I'll walk you through the, hope you get the visual from it and how that works, and also about talking about pillows and braces too, obviously. So these are people I've done monthly talk with at Gibson Center, and we talk about different topics to keep themselves healthy and also recover their health too, problems with balance, things like that also in the future. So get hear a lot of these talks. But again, after these talks too, this is a lot of my longer talks. Make sure you go to our links too in our show notes. It gives you all the breakdowns of where things are, kind of give you a short clip of things too, different videos. Check them out and see. And we hope you go to our links too, Instagram, Facebook, website, all that stuff. And hope you like our stuff. And please leave us reviews. We really appreciate this. Okay, enjoy the talk.
What do you think number one cause? I like the audience participation so far. It's been good. Okay. Number one cause is how we sit. Okay? When we sit properly, we sit more on the back of the chair, more here in this type of chair, or if we're in a longer chair where it's further back, more in the very front where our body sits up. Okay, when we sit, should our back muscles contract? Our lower back muscles here, should they contract? They should. And when they contract, they have long muscles that go up and down the back. They contract to pull your body up. We'll talk about today how to make them stronger over time. Okay? If they're stronger, they pull our body up. The problem is when we sit for long periods, we sit and our body comes down this way. We slouch. And when we slouch, our body will adjust our center of gravity to maintain a normal center of gravity. So if my body center of gravity here when I'm standing, this is a better normal. My back being contract, I weight on my heels. If I stand up here, great. My problem is if I get tired, my body will slowly shift, my back weakens, come forward and hunches forward too. The problem with that, your body's not gonna wanna slump forward here and fall forward. It's gonna start coming back here to lean back on its heels, get your shoulders to hunch forward and rotate forward this way, and your head to come forward also. The body and our mind wants to maintain center of gravity. So to do that, it's gonna shift its body left and right, forward and backward. If my body's tilted this way, my body will shift this way to maintain my center of gravity left and right also. It does a good thing inside so you don't fall down. The problem is short term is, or long term is, that your body will slowly come here, the muscle will tighten short and adjust to this position to make sure it wants to stay here over time. Okay? Any questions so far? So number one cause in this paperwork is going to be sitting. What can that lead to over time? What can that cause if you have bad posture or hunchback posture? What issues could that cause? What do you think? If I'm like this, here, this position where my body's here, look this way, here, these muscles here will shorten and tighten in the neck. They shorten and tighten, they make the neck muscles up here, in the very front shorten and tighten. The back muscles tighten up also. They make the neck not no longer move properly. You lose that range of motion. My body's back here. It actually moves properly where the actual motion can occur front to back, left to right, rotate right to left. Okay? My body shortens with the back with hunchback posture. Comes like this. You lose that motion, so everything tightens up. Things tighten up. That's how you have headaches, nerve pain, arm pain, shoulder pain even too. A lot of people come in my office with non-traumatic shoulder pain. They can't lift their shoulder past even here. Or they have problems where the shoulder become weak because the nerve pain has made the fingers and the arms weak and atrophy. Okay? If that occurs over time, our job is to take an x-ray of the neck, look at your overall posture, see where you are, and see if there's a nerve injury here being pinched because of lack of motion in the neck to make the shoulder loosen up so you have range of motion. Rehab the neck, rehab the posture, but also rehab the shoulder too. So when our body's stuck in a certain position for a long time, our body will become very atrophied and chronically short or weak. Okay? If my body goes from here where I have strong low back muscles, if I do this, the muscle is weaker or stronger now? Probably weaker, right? So if they're weaker, they allow the body to shift forward. What has to counter the weakness to cause your body not to fall backwards? The muscles in the front will shorten and tighten. Okay? Your hip muscles in the very front, your hip flexors here, that cause this motion will shorten and tighten. Something weakens, realizing it has to shorten and tighten at the same time. If my shoulders here become weak in the upper back because of my hunchback posture, upper back too, What has shortened tights? What has countered that? Your shoulder muscles in the front here, and also your chest muscles too. So your body's become more kyphotic, more forward, because of that posture also. When this occurs, this can cause problems where you can't breathe, because now your rib cage has been pushed in to allow your resting breath to become very short. And very, if you want to call it, not a large breath when you're resting breathing. That's the number one cause of mortality with seniors, is your change in posture caused that kyphotic reason. So structure, you can't breathe enough, that actually is a high risk of mortality, of death rate. Because of your hunchback posture, because of the actual kyphosis leading to or problem with resting breathing. Okay, any questions about that? So it's not, the structure itself isn't a bad thing, but what can it lead to? That's why I put that in there, what it leads to. Okay, again, if things are countering, right? Mid-back weakens, the chest and shoulders tighten. What happens up here too with the neck, same thing is that if the neck weakens here, head comes forward, the muscles tighten there to keep your body back, muscles here shorten there, then your body has to maintain center of gravity over time. Same thing that can cause problems with headaches, neck pain for one, even pain in where you feel choked. Okay, not even pain, but just choked. That pain's come in here, the body's like, I feel like I can't breathe on my neck area, your muscles are so tight. You have your SCM muscles here, their SCM stands for sternocleidomastoid muscle from here, back of the ear, that connects around the neck, to your clavicle in the front of the sternum. When they both shorten, they make your muscles tighten up this way. Okay, so the problem is, with hunchback posture, is not the posture itself again, it's what it can lead to, what I see in my office every day. Okay, any questions so far? So people ask me, how do you fix this thing, right? All the depressive stuff, that's depressive. What we want to focus on are three stretches to start with, one strength exercise, okay? Big thing you can do, first of all, is the big thing you do every time you come here, is you want to use a door or a wall. Most doors and walls are pretty level, right? It's pretty level, okay? Put your heels, hips, shoulders, and head, and see where you are on that wall. Does this feel comfortable for you? Do the shoulders feel relaxed? Does the neck feel relaxed? The lower back feel relaxed? Do the hips feel relaxed? If not, if you're coming here, are your shoulders tight where it's hard to come back against the wall? Does your head not reach the wall overall? Okay. If that occurs, then if you feel comfortable here, take a step off the wall and see if you're standing up straight where your back muscles contract, the weight's on your heels, your shoulders are relaxed also here, and the top here, where your body feels relaxed for also. That's my first thing with my patients, how they stand. Okay, if you're kyphotic, where your body's forward, realize your body will do this, and that would be very hard to do, bring your head against the wall, okay? Which isn't a bad thing, it's a starting point. Figure out where you are first, and over time, set your posture back further and further and further. So if I'm normally like this, I have patient Harry. He's like this right now with he has no longer used canes, he had canes before, his body's like this. So now his canes are gone, he's gone from here, just his butt against the wall, and not even the feet, just the feet forward because it felt uncomfortable. Now his feet are against the wall, now he's coming back here instead of here. Okay, see that difference? We want to slowly get our weight, we can actually get the weight back in the heels and feel this being comfortable, but over time. So step one of the exercise, set your posture, come against the wall, put your butt against the wall first, and your feet against the wall, and see where you stand. Hold that position. If that feels comfortable, wherever you are, wherever you feel relaxed, go back about 5 degrees. Okay, from that position, take a step off the wall, and hold that for about 30 seconds. And from that position, take about 4 or 5 steps in that position to get yourself comfortable, okay? You want to feel uncomfortable and awkward when you change your posture. If I'm doing something that's my normal, this is my normal posture here, I feel fine. If you walk like this, exercise like this, move like this, you're just reinforcing this posture here. If I want to set my posture better normal, my back to tighten up, my shoulders come up, lay on my heels, I'm going to feel awkward for the first maybe week, 2 weeks or so walking this way. This becomes my new posture over time, my new standard over time, my new set point. Any questions about that? Receptors in your joints, you have a lot of them in your ankle, your hip, and your neck. Those receptors, they control your position in space, your center of gravity. So when you move in that better position, that'll change your posture a lot faster, than actually doing it just standing there. That's why I recommend my first step of changing your posture is walking in a better position where you feel awkward. Okay, remember going to junior high school or high school your first day? You don't know anybody? Like, I feel pretty weird, pretty awkward. This is what I should feel when you put the posture. Okay? So you want to feel weird because then you're really at your set point, wherever it is, if you're having problems, it's going to be here. You got to enter by a set point here, work out this way, maybe with weights too, if you want to do the weights, where your body sets you. If I'm doing even a push exercise on a machine, I'm going to first set my posture here and then do the push exercise. If I'm doing weights with a bar or a broomstick here, to my patient, I'm going to always set their posture first, have awareness first, and then do the exercise. Always set your technique and posture first. I don't care if you're 12, 20, 42, or 82. Okay? You have to set your posture and then work out. Any questions so far? Okay. Another thing you can do in a chair, or especially lying down, is if my posture feels okay here, you go this way, first to start with, I feel okay when my body's like this, right? Okay. How do I know my back is far enough? I don't want to push my back further. What I'm going to do is use a towel to start with, put it back here in the middle of my back, hold that position, and sit back, using my hands to push my body back over the towel. Just to start with. Okay, that's a good, easiest way to stretch your lower mid-back area. So again, my body feels normally here. My back will lean back further. I put a towel in the middle back. Lean over that towel. You feel my body stretch backwards. Some people, they feel straight here, again, in their mind. Body's used to that. You lean back and like, I'm going back too far. In your mind, you are. But overall, I want to stretch that mid-back here. Okay, if I'm doing this, what am I stretching? What muscles are tight that I'm stretching?
Neck, go back, get a hold of that.
Exactly. Everything shoulders. In the front here, too, I'm stretching back this way, right? Because when I was punched forward, everything in the front was very tight. I'm stretching the back also to the upper back, make that back feel like it's better here. Now, position two, once I've done the stretch, you'll want to get up. And if you have good balance, maintain that better posture, again, where you feel awkward, take a few steps this way also. Okay, again, the walking, the motion, you change your posture faster. So I do that stretch first for time-wise, about 30 seconds. And what some people do is hold it for 30 seconds if you can. If that gets too boring for you, what they'll do is push for 10 seconds where they're at comfort level, where they're tolerable. And from there, relax for 5, push for 10 again, relax for 5 about 3 times. At that point, give you 30 seconds total. You need enough time to stretch ligaments out to get your body to change and feel that change over time. And the head doesn't come back here, but it comes back straight back here. You want the chin to come back with the body, not tilt back over the body. Okay, any questions about that? Okay, so what I do is have people do is touch their chin, keep their chin steady here. Do it a couple times, and then take your hand off the chin, look straight ahead the whole time. Okay. Same thing with walking too. The big simple thing you can do when you're walking. And I kind of jump a little bit, so I want to make sure you get the whole package. When you're walking, is if you feel comfortable what's on the ground there, you can see what's going on the ground, look over your nose to see what's going on, not straight with your eyes. Okay? If I'm walking like this, I'm promoting good posture, bad posture. Bad, horrible, disgusting posture. I'm going too far, sorry. If I'm up here with my eyes, I look over my nose, I have a big nose. Thereby, I can keep my head up, my shoulders up, keep my posture, retain my body this way instead of this way. Okay, I drive down Euclid to go to work. Every day I see people walking, they're walking like this the whole time. And that's great for their leg, but their body's just suffering because they're thinking this posture versus here. So how you walk, your technique first, position first is important, and then do the motion, then do the movement. Any questions about that? Okay. Shoulder stretch. How do I make my shoulders, if they're tight here, how do I make them loosen up over time? Okay. Number one thing you can do, if you have a corner in the wall, it's kind of awkward because it's on a door, is put your hands about shoulder high, both sides, here, feet about 2 feet away from the wall, about a foot away from the wall. Keeping that, but again, body up here, right, every time, body up here, that position. Let your body lean into the wall. The shoulders feel that tension wherever you're tolerable. Only tight, not a pain. Hold it for 10 seconds and come off for 5. Okay, hands don't move, head doesn't move. Hold it for 10 seconds and then come off for 5. Okay? I would do that about 3 to 4 times. Hold it for 10 seconds, come off for 5. That motion allows more blood flow to the shoulders too by this holding position the whole time. Any questions about that? Yes?
If you're dealing with pretty bad arthritis,
yes,
in your shoulder area, you can do a certain amount of movement, but something like that would be extremely difficult.
Exactly. Good.
So what would be a variation? What would you suggest?
The modification would be keeping your hands, if you can, lower here, closer to the wall. You still have motion to come down to where you keep your elbows tucked in the whole time. Come in for a second, and I would even go further out with the hands. If you can rotate them out here, to come out this way, and more of a stretch this way also. Okay? If you want to cause more modification too, is use even a water bottle, and keeping your elbow in if it's comfortable, stand against the wall and bring your arm out this way. That'll stretch out the shoulders even more. What you want to do to get these to loosen up, the front delts, the pec minor and pec major muscles, is get the back muscles to strengthen over time. Okay, so you can do an exercise like this that can pull it back here or here, where you can stand against the wall or in front of the wall, and then from this position here, leaning back this way. Does that kind of answer your question?
Yes.
So if you can rotate, and you can get the stretch out here by causing more motion backwards, here to here, causing to loosen those areas up. Okay, so you want to focus with this exercise for these areas to open up over time, and over time make the back stronger too. Any questions about that?
I do some variations of that.
And anything you
stretch to a certain degree.
Exactly. Where people's tolerance is. So some people just go here to start with, great. But the routine, the repetition, the diligence of doing them every day is the important part. Doing once a week for an hour, not going to do a lot. Doing 10 minutes a day every day, that's more effective. Count of stress what you're doing every day. Okay. Next one is going to be for the neck. To talk about with the neck tightens up this way, right? Makes the body come forward also. We have to make these muscles looser. The upper trapezius muscle back here, keep it stretched out. So I'm going to show you from the back first how to do this. It's kind of a coordination thing. Okay. So I'm going to bring my hand behind my right ear. Try this if you want to. I won't even look at you. I won't embarrass you. Try it. Here, turn your head about 45 degrees to the right side, left hand behind the right ear. Then pull your hand straight down toward your body.
You're tilting to the right, head to the right.
Head tilting to the right, but pulling straight down.
It's hard to see.
So I'll turn my body to in a second. Okay, you want to hold that for about 30 seconds on both sides. Again, here, my hand's going to be behind my left ear, my right ear, left hand behind my right ear. Turn my head to the right side, about 45 degrees. Head comes straight down over my body.
That hurts a lot.
Well, don't push so hard.
No, I mean,
and that's the thing, you have to do it slowly. Okay, same thing here. Head turns to the side 45 degrees. Hand behind the left right ear. So come down this way. Okay. If you have shoulder problems, it's like you can't bring your shoulder up. Let your head just turn here and let your head fall down toward your body. Okay, that rotation makes this muscle here on the right hand side stretch that C2 area where it attaches the muscle there. At the shoulder and at the upper back also gets the whole muscle to stretch that way. Now we'll do both sides about 30 seconds. Any questions so far?
Yeah,
that's
I did
one.
That just now.
Yeah. That means you got to
hold it. Hold it for 30 seconds.
Hold 30 seconds.
That sometimes feels like a long time.
It does because you're stretching, doing something important to your body. All right. Any questions so far? So worked out these muscles here. Upper back too, and also some lower back too, okay? So here, lower back, Again, to your comfort level, you want the lower back to get muscles stronger here. How do you do that? We make the muscles stronger by pulling them back this way, okay? The best way to do this is usually on a wall, but even here on a chair, wherever you can stand and stand straightening up again, where your body's up here, weight's on your heels, shoulders back, and where you feel comfortable with it, legs separate, as far as you feel comfortable separate apart, where you feel good balance, come down slowly, where you feel comfortable, then come back up again. Using the chair, push yourself back up, okay? A lot of our strength comes from the back, includes the legs. Have to keep the legs strong. Okay, to start this, before you start this one, is use the wall, feet about a foot away from the wall, feet straight, shoulder width apart, hips against the wall and shoulders, and come down when you feel comfortable, okay? Hold it for a second and push yourself back up with your hands if you need to. You can do this 10 times where you feel comfortable here, and then that'll give you the confidence from there to come on the chair, and then try the chair squat here, keeping your body up, come down, come back up, and try as much as you can, keeping your back straight as much as possible. The back stays straight, that's the best way to get your back stronger. Because the back needs load to get stronger. It needs your body weight to start with to get stronger.
Well, this is good on the back, but hard on the knees.
Sorry about your knees, sir.
And you were.
That's, you have to figure out what you have going on. You want to keep your body, with this exercise, people do squats this way. No, worthless, okay? But here, keep your body straight. Here, holding a chair, coming straight down as much as you can. Because the wall squat will teach your body to stay back here instead of coming forward. Again, motion will retrain your posture over time. Use the wall to retrain your posture here, and then do the chair squat so you feel that difference with your posture. Again, walk is the number one thing. Always, always walk where you feel awkward. Tilt feels better. Any questions so far?
Yeah, our gym has a machine where we're leaning back against resistance.
Yes.
10 pounds back and forward.
Good.
Is that a good one?
That is, but I would do less reps.
Yes.
And hold position back more. So I would hold position here, I would hold it,
yes.
Hold that for about maybe 5 seconds, so using your hands too,
yes.
Then release slowly.
Okay.
Holding, because those muscles are not meant to contract a lot and move a lot like a bicep muscle
right.
is.
Yeah.
It's more for positional isometric contraction, not motion contraction.
Okay. Right.
Hold that position back there. Yeah. Good, that's a good machine though to use. Any other questions though? Anything else? I have more time.
Go down to you tell me that. Now see, on this side, it makes it hard on my heart. Now, whenever I do that, go back then, and I sleep that night, is that going to help here?
It'll help the muscle loosen up there, too. If you like, you know what, blood pressure? It is because your body right now, if your body's forward, your muscles in the front have contracted where your rib cage is stuck in and it can't rest, it doesn't have a normal resting breathing amount. What's called your VO2 max is very shallow. You get very shallow breathing.
Yeah.
So as your body opens up more, your breathing becomes more open, you can actually breathe easier to more oxygen to your body. A lot of people I have people come in with heart palpitations, if they thought were palpitations, because they can't breathe properly. The rest of me is so shallow because of that. So if you have problems breathing, what happens is when you start having anxiety, because of that, then your nerves kick in, so then you are having more palpitations. So our job, if the cardiologist says, hey, we're clear, good to go, at that point we treat them, make sure your body opens up over time. Any other questions at all? Yes.
The involvement and to the extent of where you strengthen your midsection, your core.
Yes.
Now that's got to have an effect on the superior posture.
It does, but not as much as people think.
Okay.
Your strength comes from back here. So if my body's strong and I'm back here, that point it might be strong, but you want to make sure it's a strong too. But if I'm standing up straight walking this way, my core has to work to maintain my center of gravity. If I'm like this, my muscles will weaken here because this will tighten up back here.
Planks.
Good. If it doesn't affect the shoulders, good.
No, it does. I can do that because I'm on my forearms.
Oh, yeah.
My shoulders are the problem. Rotator cuff, one.
Okay.
Severe arthritis, the other.
Okay.
But But so I try to compensate where I can with another.
And I would do little, what I would do with professional rotator cuff one is do small these here.
At that baby.
Do these here, keep your muscles strong. Anterior delts coming in, strengthen. Posterior delts coming back here to strengthen too. So we get the problem with muscle with rotator cuff tears is that the back muscle gets very weak, where it's hard to figure out how to get stronger. These are great to do to get the back stronger up here. Okay. Yes.
So you're saying that my stomach don't necessarily have to be tight muscles in order for my back to be tight now?
When you have better posture, better center of gravity, they'll naturally get stronger. You can still get them stronger on your own if you want to, because a lot of people will say that too. But you want to have better posture. But if your posture, the muscle naturally contract to maintain your position. If not, you're just going to fall backwards. So when you're on your heels and you're walking, the muscles in the front will actually contract on their own, if you want to call it subcutaneously. At that point, they'll get stronger over time. You can still strengthen if you want, but it's not required for your better posture. The muscles contract on their own.
Now, a good deal of what you've presented up to this point is mental. To the extent that what you have to keep thinking is mindfulness, whatever you want to call it, you have to be aware.
You have to be aware of what's going to be, you have to have awareness.
I've seen advertised in the magazines posture correctness.
Yes.
Okay. Does that make any sense? Or
it does short term if you're coming from an injury,
all right,
or if you're pregnant.
Which I'm okay.
I'm assuming, I don't want to say anything.
No, I'm not.
These political PC days, I don't want to make any assumptions.
No, that's
the biggest thing they do, they act also as a handicap. So if I'm wearing a brace, what does my body do?
It becomes too dependent.
It becomes, you lose the motion. So you have, you lose muscle strength, and you lose the balance because you lose that motion in your joints. That's the problem with those braces, is they're good for short-term injury recovery, or if you're pregnant. But without that, the short-term stuff, unless you carry heavy loads all day long to a UPS driver or FedEx guy, at that point, daily stuff, you're causing yourself a handicap. That's the problem with us.
So
but they're great equipment to sell.
Yeah.
If someone wants to fix their posture, easy way, simple way. It's simple, easy things people will think of that are not meant for your body to actually function normally. Really, again, if I have a brace on, my spine's no longer moving properly, those nerves will lock up, the spine will lock up. Now you have the secondary problem that it leads to issues with, now you have back weakness, neck weakness, nerve pain, because now the muscle's not working at all. Those simple things people use, and people sell them all the time. I have people in my office try to sell me pillows or braces or send me questionnaires about this, that, and this. I go, well, thanks, appreciate it.
Talking about pillows,
yes.
In terms of a sleeping position, do you suggest we try to keep as straight as possible in a sleeping position with minimal elevation to the head?
The number one thing I look at and recommend based on my recommendations that I've asked before too is a medium weight pillow from Target or Walmart that you replace every 6 to 9 months. Replace because the material is meant to wear itself down.
Thank you again, guys and girls, for listening to this audio. This is a really hopefully to get the gist of this is how to do things. In our show notes, we'll have actually videos that we've done in our office to show you how to get your posture stronger, how to get your shoulders stronger, how to get your neck stronger for one, two, how your overall back stronger. Realize a lot of you do is application. We don't make sure you give you things to do, walk you through what we actually how to get yourself stronger and better to stay, keep yourself healthy. Okay? Hope this Quick and Spine show is good for you. Hope you like the recordings on this. Hope you benefit from this so you feel the difference. Okay? Connect the contents wherever you want. On our social media stuff, Facebook, Instabook, Snapbook, whatever you want to call it. Again, make sure you apply this knowledge. Make sure you work with it. Okay? Hope you enjoyed the Crooked Spine Show again. And go to our next video and hope you enjoy that one too. We'll see you soon.